This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Another Toowoomba resident who was affected by the floods yesterday was Kevin Murray. Kevin works with the Endeavour Foundation, a not-for-profit organisation that works with people with intellectual disabilities. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Katrina. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. So where were you yesterday when this all started to happen?
Yeah, I was at our area office at 88 Russell Street, Toowoomba, which is down in the main centre of town, not far from Grand Central, and the other photos you would have seen of Rose Furniture Store on the news with the furniture floating down the road. Just I'm sort of in between all that, but actually saw the water unfold coming down through McDonald's there and a rescue of a man who was stuck on a tree just near there. It was pretty scary stuff. It just all happened so fast.
Yeah, so you're just working away and then what, suddenly you look out the window and
well,
think...
One of the guys came back. He'd had to go out somewhere and said, look, the water's really coming up. I couldn't get down this street. And we went up to the second floor to have a look out the window and we just saw it unfold. We saw cars actually, when we first started looking, turning into Dent Street, which is just down near the Grand Central area where a lot of the water came through. And there was cars actually turning into there still, but within 10 minutes, the police had blocked it off and there was cars stuck there. And then within half an hour, there's cars floating back down there. And when they were trying to rescue this guy, and the cars you saw on the news floating down actually got in the road of the rescue they were trying to do as they tried to throw a rope across to the guy stuck on a tree.
And did they rescue him?
Yeah, it took about an hour. It was a huge effort because the water just kept building and building. Only about... 2 or 3 metres from him was a tall garbage bin, and the water was hitting that and raising into the air about another 2 metres. It was so powerful.
Wow. So this water was moving quite quickly then?
Oh, very, very quickly, yeah. I went out and went up towards McDonald's there, and the water was marching along Station Street, and as I watched, and it just banked up against McDonald's wall and it ended up the fence and popped all the panels out and just pushed through, and it came in behind the shops and in their back doors and then pushed out their front doors. If they didn't have the front door open, it popped windows to come out.
Wow.
Just amazing, just so, washing everything out of the shop.
I mean, there's been stories of actual houses floating along and as well as cars and cows and all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's down off the range. Mm. Yeah, because the water... It's funny, Toowoomba, there's just a lot of V's. And a lot of gullies and the water at the front of our street, Russell Street, runs right down into this main centre, and the water was running down in front of our building just like a river. And if every street leading into the gully does that, and then every gully leading into the other gully, it just built up momentum. So the longer it went, the stronger it got.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. But then within an hour, it was gone.
Okay. And how did this affect your clients? Because Endeavour works with intellectually disabled people, and I imagine some of them would have been out on day programs and that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Our day services had trouble getting people back out of there, and because taxis just couldn't get around. We had people trying to get home and roads were cut, so it took some time and it took longer than usual to get out, to get the clients home. And some of the houses did have a bit of water in them. I won't find out really till today what further damage has been done and what needs to be done today, because it's rained all night. We've got a stormwater gully next to us here, right next to our house, adjoining our house, and that's been really badly damaged and undercut the footpath, and the council probably need to come back out in the next day or so and build that up again with boulders and rocks, because they did it last Friday and it's just moved all down into the gully.
Yeah.
It's just washed them all away. So just the power of it is amazing.
And do you have any other friends or family, Kevin, who have been affected by the flooding that you know of so far?
No. All of my kids are safe, and all the family that I've talked to and all the friends I've talked to so far are safe. But, yeah, a lot of... Well, actually, there's some friends down at Murphy's Creek. They were holed up in the safe house down there, and they were really surprised because they'd all been evacuated, but there's only 5 people turned up, and I know that's one of the areas they're concerned about at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter-in-law of a builder friend of ours is 2 parents that are down there, holed up down there, but they're really, yeah, concerned about the other people that haven't turned up.
Okay. Kevin, yesterday you said after you saw all the water rushing down and you saw the man being rescued, then did you have any trouble getting out of the Central Business District yourself?
I hung around for a while, for another hour or an hour and a half to give time for the water to settle down, but I headed back up the other way And other than some blacked out lights, which were pretty dangerous on some of the main roads, I didn't have a lot of trouble getting home. Okay. But the people getting across through the gully across to the other side, the traffic was just banked up and they were going through very slowly. I already heard this morning that the James Street, the main street down Kitchener Parade, is blocked again, that the water's going across that, and that's the main street that comes in from Brisbane and goes out through to the other side. So we've had enough rain all night just to keep that flowing and over the road there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for your time this morning, Kevin.
That's okay.
And all the best.
Okay, thanks, Katrina.
That's Toowoomba resident Kevin Murray from the Endeavour Foundation.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.